You're listening to WYLL. I'm Chris Berube. Every month, we do a community cinema event that's organized by WILL, and tonight, we're going to be showing the documentary The Island President about Mohamed Nasheed, the former president of the Maldives. Here's a clip from the trailer.
If we can't stop the seas rising, if you allow for a 2-degree rise in temperature, you are actually agreeing to kill us. I have an objective, which is to save a nation. I know it's a huge task.
Joining me now is Henry Radcliffe. He organizes the monthly community cinema events. So Henry, what's The Island President about exactly?
Hello, Chris. The Island President is, like you said, about a former president, Mohamed Nasheed of the Maldives. His country sits about 8 feet above sea level. And as ice is melting up on the different poles and the water levels are rising around the planet, his country is going to be underwater if things don't change. And that was a big mission for him back in 2009. He took that thought to a global summit in Copenhagen and pled his case on the world stage.
So the Maldives, it's a country that I don't think about ever, to be honest. I mean, where is it in the world and what is it like?
Well, the Maldives are 1,200 coral islands southeast of India in the Indian Ocean.
1,200, really?
Yes. And of the 1,200, 200 are inhabited and 80 of them have tourist resorts. It's considered the lowest lying country on the planet. It's a very beautiful place, which the documentary shows over and over. At one point, the president makes a comment about it's like paradise in paradise, and it is. It's such a beautiful place, but it's also an extremely vulnerable place because of its location.
So essentially, it's so low-lying that the thought is that if climate change continues at the pace that some scientists are saying, that it'll be underwater within a number of years. Is that right?
That's correct. And the number of years is not a large number. As we're watching the film, which was done about 4 years ago, we can see some of the damage that was done by the tsunami that came through a little bit earlier. And some of the islands are no longer inhabitable just because of climate rising and the conditions that are there now.
So let's talk a bit about Mohamed Nasheed. He seems like this guy who he was educated in the West. I saw that he was educated in England. He's somebody who came back to the Maldives. It really seems like he came back with a sense of mission. Specifically, it seems like he came back, as he says in the film, because he wants to save his country.
Yes, he wanted to save his country from a couple of things. The former leader, Mamoun Gayoom, was somewhat of a dictator. Mohamed Nasheed was one of the leaders of the pro-democracy movement that was trying to unseat Mr. Gayoom, and he was successful. Nasheed was the first democratically elected president in the country. Nasheed came into the country. He was a very shrewd president, and he knew what he needed to do to bring the plight of his country on the world stage. He didn't think that from the Maldives he would be able to plead their case, and he knew that he had to have everyone's attention, so he made it his mission to get to Copenhagen so that he could talk on the world stage about the climate change that was affecting his country.
It's so interesting because the Copenhagen summit was about these giant global problems. It was about trying to solve climate change, this thing that really threatens everybody. And yet he was coming to make this very specific, very personal case saying, look, this is, I know we're worried about these giant problems that threaten all of the world, but this will kill my people, essentially. This will kill a very small number of people, but it will, you know, make a big difference for us.
Yes, that was his main argument, but it's not necessarily a small number of people. There are about 395,000 people living in the Maldives. So it's not necessarily a small number, but definitely their plight is an immediate plight. It's not like in 15 or 20 years, they are losing ground on their country now as we're speaking.
So coming into the film, I mean, it's kind of an inspirational story about this person trying to be heard. What else did you take away from it? What were kind of the big things that you learned watching this movie?
One thing that I took from it is because of where we live and some of the things that we're used to, we don't have an appreciation for how fragile situations are in other parts of our planet. As we look at the Maldives, some of us might have an impression of it as a tourist resort or this really idyllic place to kind of, you know, it's an island, it's out there, and we have an idea of what island life is like. But it's a really dramatic situation in that they don't really have control over how the climate change is affecting them, but it is definitely affecting them, and they're going to have to react to it. And if they can't have any input from the people that are causing some of the changes, then, as he said, at one point they asked, well, what happens if we don't reach any kind of conclusions? And he just says, we'll die. Their nation will be underwater.
So tell me a bit about the movie. It's playing tonight at the Champaign Public Library. And do you guys have a panel organized for this?
Right. I have a panel. Mike Timlin of the Illinois Water Survey will be there. And Mara Eisenstein, she's the director of marketing and special projects at Illinois Green Business Associates.
Well, it's bound to be a really interesting event. Henry, it's always a pleasure to have you. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me here.